Hey, Daily Dosers, this is Pastor Larry here, and we're working through what we call the Minor Prophets, and I've been asked to take a look at Obadiah. Obadiah is one of the, I call it the text messages or postcards from heaven. Very short. It's only one chapter long, and there's just a few books in the New and Old Testament that are so short, but it packs a powerful punch. One particular thought runs all the way through it. And as you read it maybe later today, Obadiah, okay, as you read it, you will notice that it's a word from a prophet to Edom, which is a powerful enemy of Israel. And the prophet Obadiah begins to talk about all the things that are going to happen. And he says, man, you guys are going to be laid completely low. He goes on to say things like, if a thief came and robbed your house, there'd be a few things left behind, but there's going to be nothing left behind here. If animals came through and ate all the grapes in your vineyard, there'd be a few left behind, but there's going to be nothing left behind. Your time is going to come. And then he ends it by promising the children of Israel that though right now it all seems upside down, there's going to come a time where you're going to live in their land. There's going to come a time where everything's going to be turned over. And the principle here is that we reap what we sow. In the book of Galatians, the Apostle Paul says, do not be deceived, which always means, as I pointed out in other times to you, most people don't get this. Do not be deceived. We reap what we sow. And what often happens in our life is I do good and I look for immediate good. I do bad and nothing particularly happens. I go, oh, God must be okay with it. But the big picture of life is when it's all said and done, when the Lord returns, when eternity begins, that all things are going to come together for good and there's going to be justice every single way. From the righteous to the unrighteous. And that's what this book is saying. It says this in verse 15. The day of the Lord is near for all nations. Another way of saying it is coming. And catch this. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your deeds will return upon your own head. Now, as Jesus followers, this goes both ways, for good and for bad. Jesus tells us not to judge others in Matthew chapter 7 with a harsh judgment, not discernment. He's not saying don't discern this is good or bad, but that harshness of a judgment, Greek word there is to come down with condemnation. He says don't judge others because the measure you use to judge them is a measure that I'm going to use to judge you. And my grace and mercy can be tempered by your lack of grace and mercy to someone else. But there's also comfort in Obadiah here in this principle that when I'm living in that in-between time, when God has made a promise, but that promise has not yet been fulfilled, when wickedness seems as if it's always going to work out, as if it's always going to win, the Lord is saying, no, no. When the story is over, when the last chapter is written, here's what I promise. Obadiah, you tell it to those Edomites. And then, Holy Spirit, you put in the scriptures because it's a principle we all need to know. As we have done, it will be done to us. And our deeds will return upon our own head. Do not be deceived, Galatians says. God is not mocked. When we sow or plant to the flesh, we will reap death and we will reap flesh. When we sow and reap to righteousness, we will harvest righteousness in life. Obadiah, go and read it with a little understanding now of what it's about and see how God speaks to you today. God bless.